The Knight and the Archer by Jay Fowler. The morning starts in dragon boots and last night's pajama gear. The couch becomes a mountain pass, the hallway a frontier. Sir Gavin charges, fist held high, his sword stuck through his belt, and gives the foe the kind of look that dragons must have felt. And as he draws her bright pink bow, that's nearly twice her size, a bug net for a helmet, and mischief in her eyes. They hold hands crossing parking lots, with mountains standing guard, two pilgrims in pajamas, on a journey long and hard. They scout beneath the furniture for what the grown-ups missed, then storm the foamy shower fort no bubble can resist. At last the boots are by the door, the swords are put away, and Azzy sleeps, one arm around, the moon she caught today. Tomorrow over cereal. The stories start once more, then boots, then bow, then battle cry. The kingdom is at war.
Sea Fever by John Masefield. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking, and a gray mist on the sea's face, and a gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the blown spume, and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over. The West Wind by John Masefield. It's a warm wind, the west wind, full of birds' cries. I never hear the west wind, but tears are in my eyes. For it comes from the westlands, the old brown hills, and April's in the west wind, and daffodils. It's a fine land, the west land, for hearts as tired as mine. Apple orchards blossom there, and the air's like wine. There is cool green grass there, where men may lie at rest, and the thrushes are in song there, fluting from the nest. Will ye not come home, brother? Ye have been long away. It's April and blossom time, and white is the May. And bright is the sun, brother, and warm is the rain. Will ye not come home, brother, home to us again? The young corn is green, brother, where the rabbits run. It's blue sky and white clouds and warm rain and sun. It's song to a man's soul, brother, fire to a man's brain, to hear the wild bees and see the merry spring again. Larks are singing in the west, brother, above the green wheat. So will ye not come home, brother, and rest your tired feet? I've a balm for bruised hearts, brother, sleep for aching eyes, says the warm wind, the west wind, full of birds' cries. It's the white road westwards is the road I must tread, to the green grass, the cool grass, and rest for heart and head, to the violets and the warm hearts and the thrush's song, in the fine land, the west land, the land where I belong. A Wanderer's Song by John Masefield. A wind's in the heart of me, a fire's in my heels. I am tired of brick and stone and rumbling wagon wheels. I hunger for the sea's edge, the limits of the land, where the wild old Atlantic is shouting on the sand. Oh, I'll be going, leaving the noises of the street, to where a lifting foresail foot is yanking at the sheet, to a windy, tossing anchorage where yawls and ketches ride. Oh, I'll be going, going, until I meet the tide. And first I'll hear the sea wind, the mewing of the gulls, the clucking, sucking of the sea about the rusty hulls, the songs at the capstan in the hooker warping out, and then the heart of me'll know I'm there, or thereabout. Oh, I am tired of brick and stone. The heart of me is sick, for windy green, unquiet sea, the realm of Moby Dick. And I'll be going, going, from the roaring of the wheels, for a wind's in the heart of me, a fire's in my heels. Tewkesbury Road by John Masefield. It is good to be out on the road, and going one knows not where, going through meadow and village, one knows not whither nor why. Through the gray light drift of the dust, in the keen cool rush of the air, under the flying white clouds and the broad blue lift of the sky. And to halt at the chattering brook, in the tall green fern at the brink, where the harebell grows and the gorse and the foxgloves purple and white. Where the shy-eyed, delicate deer troop down to the pools to drink, when the stars are mellow and large at the coming on of the night. Oh, to feel the warmth o' the rain, and the homely smell o' the earth, is a tune for the blood to jig to, a joy past power of words. And the blessed green comely meadows seem all a ripple with mirth, at the lilt of the shifting feet, and the dear wild cry o' the birds. Laugh and be merry, by John Masefield. Laugh and be merry, remember, better the world with a song, better the world with a blow in the teeth of a wrong. Laugh, for the time is brief, a thread the length of a span. Laugh and be proud to belong to the old proud pageant of man. Laugh and be merry. Remember, in olden time, God made heaven and earth, for joy he took in a rhyme. Made them and filled them full with the strong red wine of his mirth, the splendid joy of the stars, the joy of the earth. So we must laugh and drink from the deep blue cup of the sky. Join the jubilant song of the great stars sweeping by. Laugh and battle and work and drink of the wine outpoured in the dear green earth, the sign of the joy of the Lord. Laugh and be merry together, like brothers akin, guesting a while in the rooms of a beautiful inn. Glad till the dancing stops and the lilt of the music ends. Laugh till the game is played, and be you merry, my friends.
The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. The Lockless Door by Robert Frost. It went many years, but at last came a knock, and I thought of the door with no lock to lock. I blew out the light, I tiptoed the floor, and raised both hands in prayer to the door. But the knock came again. My window was wide, I climbed on the sill and descended outside. Back over the sill, I bade a come in to whatever the knock at the door may have been. So at a knock, I emptied my cage to hide in the world and alter with age.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose, and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Cold Iron by Rudyard Kipling.
Gold is for the mistress, silver for the maid, copper for the craftsman cunning at his trade.
Good, said the baron, sitting in his hall, but iron, cold iron, is master of them all.
So he made rebellion against the king, his liege, camped before his citadel, and summoned it to siege.
Nay, said the cannoneer on the castle wall, but iron, cold iron, shall be master of you all.
Woe for the baron and his knights so strong, when the cruel cannonballs laid them all along. He was taken prisoner, he was cast in thrall, and iron, cold iron, was master of it all.
Yet his king spake kindly, ah, how kind a lord.
What if I release thee now and give thee back thy sword?
Nay, said the baron, mock not at my fall, for iron, cold iron, is master of men all.
Tears are for the craven, prayers are for the clown, halters for the silly neck that cannot keep a crown. As my loss is grievous, so my hope is small, for iron, cold iron, must be master of men all.
Yet his king made answer, few such kings there be. Here is bread and here is wine. Sit and sup with me. Eat and drink in Mary's name. The whiles I do recall how iron, cold iron, can be master of men all.
He took the wine and blessed it. He blessed and brake the bread. With his own hands he served them, and presently he said, see, these hands they pierced with nails outside my city wall. Show iron, cold iron, to be master of men all.
Wounds are for the desperate, blows are for the strong, balm and oil for weary hearts all cut and bruised with wrong. I forgive thy treason, I redeem thy fall, for iron, cold iron, must be master of men all.
Crowns are for the valiant, scepters for the bold, thrones and powers for mighty men who dare to take and hold.
Nay, said the baron, kneeling in his hall, but iron, cold iron, is master of men all. Iron out of Calvary is master of men all.
Courage by Edgar Guest.
Courage isn't a brilliant dash, a daring deed in a moment's flash. It isn't an instantaneous thing, born of despair with a sudden spring. It isn't a creature of flickered hope, or the final tug at a slipping rope. But it's something deep in the soul of man that is working always to serve some plan.
Courage isn't the last resort, in the work of life or the game of sport. It isn't a thing that a man can call at some future time when he's apt to fall. If he hasn't it now, he will have it not, when the strain is great and the pace is hot. For who would strive for a distant goal must always have courage within his soul. Courage isn't the dazzling light that flashes and passes away from sight. It's a slow, unwavering, ingrained trait, with the patience to work and the strength to wait. It's part of a man when his skies are blue. It's part of him when he has work to do. The brave man never is freed of it. He has it when there is no need of it.
Courage was never designed for show. It isn't a thing that can come and go. It's written in victory and defeat, in every trial a man may meet. It's part of his hours, his days, and his years, back of his smiles and behind his tears. Courage is more than a daring deed. It's the breath of life and a strong man's creed.
Equipment by Edgar Guest.
Figure it out for yourself, my lad. You've all that the greatest of men have had. 2 arms, 2 hands, 2 legs, 2 eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment they all began, so start for the top and say, I can. Look them over, the wise and great. They take their food from a common plate, and similar knives and forks they use. With similar laces they tie their shoes. The world considers them brave and smart. But you've all they had when they made their start. You can triumph and come to skill. You can be great if only you will. You're well equipped for what fight you choose. You have legs and arms and a brain to use. And the man who has risen, great deeds to do, began his life with no more than you. You are the handicap you must face. You are the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but he lets you decide what you want to be. Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the great have had. With your equipment, they all began. Get hold of yourself and say, I can.
The Arrow and the Song by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For so swiftly it flew, the sight could not follow it in its flight. I breathed a song into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For who has sight so keen and strong that it can follow the flight of song? Long, long afterward, in an oak I found the arrow, still unbroke, and the song, from beginning to end, I found again in the heart of a friend. A Psalm of Life by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Tell me not in mournful numbers life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act, that each tomorrow find us farther than today. Art is long, and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating, funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb, driven cattle. Be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, howe'er pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present, heart within, and God o'erhead. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. Let us, then, be up and doing, with a heart for any fate. Still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait.
Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all.
And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm.
I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.